Tempers flared at a public hearing of a commission formed to enact a public campaign financing system for New York. But as WXXI's Karen DeWitt reports, the tension centered not on that proposal, but on the commission's decision to consider whether to end fusion voting, which allows candidates to run on multiple ballot lines.
A story in Politico reported that commission member Jay Jacobs, who's also head of the state's Democratic Party, was actively recruiting opponents of fusion voting to come testify to counterbalance an anticipated number of speakers who support the practice. Jacobs was appointed to the commission by Governor Andrew Cuomo. Cuomo's had a long feud with the leaders of one minor party, the Working Families Party. It's a progressive-leaning group that initially endorsed Cuomo's primary challenger, Cynthia Nixon, in the 2018 elections. In March, Jacobs shepherded a non-binding resolution through the state's Democratic Party to ban fusion voting. Working Families Party committee member Susan Weber, during testimony, confronted Jacobs about the news story.
And this is an example of big money and government by Prince Andrew putting its thumb on what goes on with this commission. And I'm very, very upset, and I hope that you haven't done this in every other place where the testimony looks like it's going in favor of fusion voting.
Jacobs responded, saying that the Working Families Party was also drumming up support for its position.
I am in receipt of several emails from the Working Family Party calling on people to come and testify.
You are the chair of this committee.
No, I am not the chair. I am a member of the commission.
You sit on this committee.
Yes.
And I don't.
Excuse me. I am answering. You spoke. I am now going to respond to you.
Jacob says he did not send out emails, but that people contacted him wanting to speak against fusion voting. And he denies that the commission is trying to get rid of an inconvenient third party.
People are here making the narrative that this is about the Working Family Party. And it is not. This is about fusion voting. This is about the process that is, in many areas of the state, as unpleasantly corrupting as other aspects of campaign finance and the rest are in the state.
The state's Conservative Party also accused the commission of trying to artificially gin up public testimony from party subordinates, saying in a statement that the fix is in. Both parties have filed lawsuits against the commission. Governor Cuomo, at a news conference in New York City on an unrelated topic, says he didn't see the article, but he doesn't see anything wrong with recruiting speakers.
I don't think it's anything out of the ordinary that people try to get people to go to a hearing.
Jacobs has said he'll keep an open mind on the issue, and Cuomo has refused to take a public stand on whether to continue fusion voting in the future, saying it's up to the commission to decide. Jessica Wisniewski of Citizen Action, who is for fusion voting, urged the commission members to act independently.
I fear for all of you that in the 11th hour you'll get the call from the people who appointed you to say, we figured it out. Here's what's going to happen, right? Here's what we need you to do. I implore you to use your knowledge that you bring to this and the knowledge you hear to do what is best for the people of New York.
The commission will issue its decision in December on whether to end fusion voting as well as a plan for public financing of political campaigns. In Albany, Karen DeWitt, WXXI News.